Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the Shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day. In a few minutes, you wait. We're looking at Yuma 49, talking about what can be done on the Shabbos. We learned in a Mishnah, that to drink the juice of cress, it's obvious, the Gemara says. We learned in a Mishnah, person may eat any foods for healing on the Sabbath. He may drink any beverages. Rather, Rav Yishuv ben Levi must have meant Rav Chanina permitted him to grind and drink the juice of cress on the Shabbos. The notes point out, any food that is commonly eaten by healthy people may be eaten on the Sabbath even by an ill person who intends to benefit from its medicinal properties. Since healthy people also eat these foods, it's not apparent that one is eating them for their therapeutic benefits. The rabbis do not apply their ban on medical treatments in such a case. But the grinding is normally a biblical violation of the Shabbos, but here they're trying to mention about how Rabbi Shmuel Levi said it's okay to do so. In general, the idea is, you know, Hashem wants us to live an existence that is meaningful. Hashem wants us to live an existence that is something that is not painful, something that is not lacking in enjoyment. And Shabbos, we talk about how we're supposed to have menucha, the simcha, or la yehudim. We're supposed to have rest. We're supposed to have benefit. We're supposed to have good things. So if drinking a certain tea, an herbal thing that could be made without worrying about the violation of the Shabbos can help you feel better, we want you to feel better. You know, there's a whole element, there's a whole aspect. What we could do for a sick person, a chola sheyesh bo sakana, a chola she'ein bo sakana. There's a whole element, a whole section of smicha, working on the Shabbos part of smicha from Machon Smicha. They talk about what you can do, what you can't do, how you should go about it. What can you do for Amir La'akam, talking to a guy or not? In general, there has to be ways to go about it in order that we can make a person feel better, in order that we can make a person have the refuah and the Yeshua that they need. So think about how we can help people all the time, not just on Shabbos, how we could do so to make them enjoy every single day. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 50 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.